artificial intelligence could add nearly $16 trillion to the global economy by 2030. That's according to a report out last week by the consultancy firm PwC. But as companies around the world race to get a piece of that growth, many are worried about the drawbacks, and some are already feeling them. For a look at the latest in artificial intelligence, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is Recode's co-founder and executive editor. And Kara, let's start with Jack Ma, the CEO of the Chinese tech giant Alibaba. He made news last month on CNBC talking about AI.
I think next 30 years, people only work 4 hours a day and maybe 4 days a week. My grandfather worked 16 hours a day in the farmland to dig in. He thinks he's very busy. We work 8 hours, 5 days a week. We think we are very busy. By the next 30 years, people only work 4 hours.
So, Kara, you know, predictions about the future of
AI,
they're kind of endless. Jack Ma is very smart, but who knows if this will come true?
No, it is going to come true.
You think so?
I mean, I think he's 100% right. I think one of the issues we're facing in this country is, you know, I think technology people like to say there'll be more jobs than ever from AI and it's you know, everything it throws off that we don't understand right now, just the way we didn't understand manufacturing would lead to post-farming. But there was a lot of pain along the way. We focus on getting coal miners back mining. That's really not the point. It's retail workers getting thrown out of work, drivers getting thrown out of work. And then what do we do and how do we retrain them? And I think he's, you know, a lot of this stuff that's – there's a really good thing I heard recently that said any job that's repetitive that doesn't include creativity is finished because it can be digitized. And so there's so many, like legal stuff – medical stuff can be repetitive and could be easily digitized. There's so many jobs, if you really think about it, that lend themselves to AI, and you can't even begin to think. I think he's 100% right.
Oh, right. And it's not even clear, though, that a four-hour day would be a good thing. On the one hand, you have the advancements in AI maybe spurring the economy along or being this inevitable part of the economy. But on the other hand, what do you do if you have people working 4 hours a day? We don't know that if that's good for people or for the economy.
No, it could create incredible social unrest, you know, if there's no jobs. You know, there's all these solutions trying – people think of like universal basic income, which sounds just like a handout at this point. You know, it's not been thought of correctly. They're trying experiments in universal basic income, all kinds of different things that you could do. And their hope is that more jobs will be created, more different jobs that we don't have any idea what they are right now. Just think of like there certain Amazon warehouses. They need very few people to run them. At some point, and I know I sound like a crazy person, but at some point, there's going to be one person that needs to be there, if at all, kind of thing. Some of these warehouses, and so it's not crazy to imagine a society where very little. There's very little job availability. And then what do you do? Maybe write poems or something? I don't know. It's a really interesting issue for society and government to think about.
But it's not even just the low wage, low skill manual jobs. I was just on the phone with the Washington Post, and they have a computer that's writing news copy. So, this is something that journalists are facing.
Sure.
And it's, you know, jobs that you might typically think require some degree of intellect, human interaction to do.
Well, I think jobs that have have creativity. Right now, computers are not just not creative. They're just not. Some are. Some are interesting, but they're not creative in the same way. And just imagine things like classification. That was someone who was talking to me about that. A three-year-old can classify cars instantly. How does that happen? Computers can't really do that yet. Like, it's a car. That's a certain kind of car. I like that car, a blue car. Computers only do what's put into them. And the question is, the human brain can do a lot of computing in a really sophisticated way. And so, but there are certain things that as we move into AI and machine learning, they can start to begin to do that on their own. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to jobs. I just think something's going to happen to them. And it's very clear that any job that doesn't have creativity or emotion, I think that's another thing. Like, one of the bigger jobs going forward in the future by 2030, I think, is elder care and child care. And I, you know, eventually maybe we'll have robots doing this, but I think until then, it's a human job to be able to take care of people at the beginning and ends of their lives in a humane way. And what we do is we don't value it economically.
I Googled robot priest the other day.
Why not?
And it's there. It is.
I don't want. I'm not getting into why that might be a good thing, but let's just say it's anything that requires some level of humanity probably requires humans for a while. Although I was in a restaurant, I was thinking waitresses, but I was in an airport, and you just ordered from the pad there, and it was quite efficient, and honestly took a lot shorter, and it was fine. You know, someone brought it to you, but you could imagine a day where a robot could bring it to you or something like that. And so I'm not advocating it. I just think it's people have got to think really, really hard about what – if you think about your own – everyone should think about their own job. Could it be computerized in a highly advanced computing situation? Probably. Probably.
All right. Strange New World with Kara Swisher, yep. Co-founder and executive editor of Recode. Kara, thank you.
Thanks very much.